Today's date is July 16th. The time is 12:48 p.m. Present is Sergeant Caleb Streisner and Sergeant Nick Dean. Sergeant Streisner, you're in here today due to an internal affairs investigation concerning Captain Nate Johnston on what was January 26, 2024. You had responded to a disturbance at Birch Brothers Brewery. During that time, Sergeant Perry advised me while y'all were on that call that Captain Johnston spoke to y'all while you were interviewing a suspect. Do you remember that?
He didn't speak directly to us. He was speaking to the suspect that was sitting down.
Okay. Can you just tell me what happened during that incident?
Yeah, we were called there for a disturbance. Once we got there, there was a large group of individuals outside. Once we were there on scene, we identified a subject that had struck another individual while he was on the ground. Once I looked at the video that was taken by people that were on scene, Officer Perry at the time walked the subject out, handcuffed him. At that point, he Mirandized him during that process. While we were kind of going on over everything, Lieutenant Johnston made some remark of just be quiet, don't say anything, just something in that regard to the suspect that was we had detained after he physically assaulted another subject that was on scene.
Okay, had the subject been Mirandized at that point?
I believe so. He was in hand restraints, and we were about to question him just as a formality on our side, just doing our investigation, talking to the subject. Typically, Officer Perry and myself are very good about Mirandized subjects, especially when they're detained or in hand restraints during an investigation.
Okay. Sergeant Perry told me that when I spoke to him, that Detective Hastings had contacted him, spoke to him about that incident. Has she contacted you in regards to that incident?
Detective Hastings?
Yes.
Okay, no. She has not contacted me. We have not talked about it or anything to that regard.
Okay. Did you report Captain Johnston's actions to anybody?
No, because that happened on it was a weekend incident. I don't remember which day of the week exactly it was. I know it was a little bit later in the night, but that Monday morning, we had an incident where Officer Ben, who no longer works with us, was involved in being late for numerous times in a row. I wanted to speak to him with his FTO, Officer Childs, and when that occurred, Officer Bennett decided that he wanted to get an attitude towards me and started becoming belligerent. And at that point, everything that happened on the front end that I was going to report kind of shifted to that, because I ended up doing a 3 or 4 page memo in reference to him basically just being disrespectful to a supervisor, and that kind of got put on the back burner, and I kind of forgot about it up until that point.
Okay, up until Perry called you the other day.
Yeah, until he texted me saying that I might get called into the office.
Okay. All right. You have anything else you'd like to add?
No.
All right. Time's now 12:52. Be in the end.